You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we were just chatting in the office the other day, you know, coming up with some of our fun show topics. And I just, for some reason, spouted out, what's something that's perfectly legal but a total jerk move? Mm-hmm. And it's either you doing it or you, I think most of the time is you probably see somebody else doing it and you're like, jerk move! And you just kind of want to yell at them. The two examples I came up with in the office were one that I just saw recently when I was at that delightful Costco, was those sample carts, which I don't like, side note. But I saw a guy go up to the sample cart and take a sample. 2 minutes later, he did a loop around the aisle, came back, another sample.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Dom, he went back a third time to try the pita chips. He took three samples. That is a jerk move. The samples are there for you to take one sample and go on with your day. Totally legal. Jerk move. The second one is when friends invite you over to their house for dinner. They're like, hey, come over. Let's have some fun. Maybe a group of friends show up. You're having dinner at the house. And you go sit at the head of the table at their house. You don't do that. It's their house.
I have a question about that.
Jerk move. What?
If you're the host, do you say something or do you just sit in another chair?
I know.
Which do you do?
I don't think you make it awkward to make a scene. It's just one of those things that you should know.
You're in my chair.
If there's, I mean, even family gatherings, you know, if we have like Thanksgiving or Easter or Christmas at my parents' house and they have that long dining room table, my dad always sits at the end. If I were to go in and sit at the end of the table, at the head of the table.
Do it one time. See what happens.
Jerk move.
See what happens.
He would tell me to get up. You need to move.
And then what happens if you refuse?
He will remove me.
Your dad could, too.
He could. He's a former firefighter.
He's a tough dude.
So those are just two examples right there. And they're pouring in on Facebook. I'll hold on to a few of these because we want some calls.
We want calls for sure. Let's have some fun with you this morning. What is completely legal, but it's still a jerk move? Or as some people like to say, a D move.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first today? Cassandra. Good morning, Cassandra. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So hey, glad you called. So what do you want to nominate?
I think suggesting an event to your friends, like saying, let's go to a movie, and then making no moves to plan that event.
Yes.
And leaving them to figure it out.
Yes, yes, and yes.
You know what we should all do, guys? Is we should all go to a movie, and then you wait for them. I got tickets.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Or it's also like,
or trips. We do trips a lot with our friends. You know where we should go? Mm-hmm. Let's all do this.
And then, but that takes a lot of planning.
And then it fizzles out.
It's also kind of like people at work who come up with these grandiose ideas, but they don't help to implement at all. It's just,
I guess they feel like they did their part.
Right. You know? Here's this great idea. Now you little peons go and implement this.
Make
for
it
me.
So.
Well, I'm the fixer who always gets frustrated and then decides I'm just going to plan everything out and won't let anybody help me.
You sound like a middle child. Cassandra, I'm glad you called. You go have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for being on
Bye.
The show. Hey, Melody, thanks for holding. What do you want to add to this?
Well, it's one of my pet peeves, and that is the merge lane, where people have to come flying up by 50 cars to get in front of the car that they can. And it just infuriates me that people do this every day.
Yeah. Didn't they do an experiment with that?
Jeremy and I think, have argued about this, too. Because
they say that's faster, right?
Yeah. If everybody did it at the merge point,
right,
it would be faster.
It would be faster. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
But what Melanie's talking about is if you've got 15 cars who have moved over to the left because they see the arrows up ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're there first.
And then the other one goes
and then somebody goes all the way down to the arrow.
Oh, I do that.
I know you do that.
And without the blinker on.
Well, I have my blinker on.
He's a notorious blinker.
Melody's like,
Melody, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
I think it's a jerk move.
I can see that. A couple coming in on Facebook. JD says, reclining your seat on a short midday flight.
Yes.
Debbie says, if you make it on The Price is Right and the person before you bids $500 and then you bid $501.
Yes.
And Melinda, driving under the speed limit for no particular reason.
Yes.
Oh, I like this one too. Shauna, eating all the marshmallows out of Lucky Charms.
you know what's similar to that?
Oh, I love that
is
one.
If you go hiking with somebody and you've got trail mix in a big old baggie, uh-huh. They eat all the M&Ms
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you're like, hey, where's all the chocolate?
They've picked all the M&Ms out. The only thing left are peanuts and raisins.
Yeah, so you leave them on the mountain.
Hey. Here's Brad on the phone. Good morning, Brad. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
Hey. What is legal but still a jerk move?
People that go through the express lines at the grocery store with a full cart.
Oh, those SOBs,
dang
Brad.
It. Now, wait a minute. I have to confirm something with you. Let me clarify. Because, you know, at the self-check, they like to say they only want you to do so many at self-check.
Yeah.
But I'm
15 or less.
But wait a minute, Brad. I'm a fast self-checker. I guarantee you I can beat everybody speed-wise. I'll bet I could do 30 items in the amount of time you could do 15 at the self-check.
Dang.
So do I get a pass?
No.
Oh.
No, he's breaking the law.
Half the time, I'm only there with two or three items. That's why it's an express lane.
Right, dang, you're still getting in front of him with 30 items.
Get to the store sooner.
Brad, you need to speak up when you're in line and tell these people to move on.
Go tap on their shoulder.
I have. Believe me, I have.
Oh, Brad.
Well, I bet you're popular.
Brad, thanks for calling the show. Brad's got a lot of grocery store rage.
He does.
Although I will tell you, jerk move at the self-check is when you've come up with your little hand cart. And you set it down there, and you do your self-check, and you're done. And then you walk off.
Oh, and you leave it.
And you leave the little hand cart sitting there for someone else to deal with.
Yep.
You're walking out the door anyway.
Past those.
Where they're stacked up.
Yeah.
Just carry it with you and put it away.
Pro tip.
As you walk past
it. Don't leave it.
That's a jerk move, just to leave that there. Hello, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. It's legal, but it's a jerk move. What is it?
Flaking out with a text, specifically breaking up with somebody over a text.
That
like
is.
You are so uncourageous, you can't even do a phone call. Or
hold on a second.
You know, I mean,
let's get Shamalama in here. Shannon. Shannon's a millennial. She's 23, and I think she didn't. You tell us once that you were in favor of breaking up over text. Didn't you say that?
I think it depends on how long you've been in the relationship, but if it's like, I don't know, a month or two? Yeah, do it over text.
Oh, Kim, what do you think?
I just think that's kind of chickenish.
I'm just not feeling it anymore, LOL.
I also said getting fired over text would be ideal.
Or quitting over text,
yes,
even. Hey, I'm not coming in anymore.
You don't have to deal. You can compose yourself.
Wait just a minute. Are you telling me and Jeremy...
If I were to quit.
...that when you leave this show...
When?
That you're just going to text us?
Yeah. It'll be a group text. I'll put
T-T-Y-L.
A GIF in there. Sorry, guys.
Little winky face.
Kim, where did we go wrong?
I don't know, but it is wrong for sure.
It is.
So I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
Are you going to at least give us some sort of cool emoticon with
yes,
that?
Yes, you got it.
Guess which one we'll send back.